It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If I put this in my mouth, am I going to negate what I've burned off?
Hang up the damn phone!
Are you gay?
I hate that.
Welcome back. Mike O'Mara's show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Well, it's happening.
Yeah.
Everything's happening simultaneously, as I knew it would on a very, very big show. Bring in the Sklar brothers, Bethann, and bring yourself in, too.
Yeah, you want
because
it to
Because I have to finish up with you.
You want
this.
It to be simultaneous whenever you can manage that.
That is very, very... Oh, he's all
Settle
ramped up.
Down.
He's
what?
Out of his mind. I've never seen you more excited. Here's Bethann McBride.
The Buzz Babes are really pretty.
Okay, bring the Buzz Babes in, too. We've got two of them here. Right?
Right.
Bring both Buzz Babes in here. We've got two seats for them.
Okay.
Two seats for the Sklar brothers. And Rob has a guest for your sportscaster boyfriend.
No, it's more than a guest. I figured it out.
He figured it out. He's
right.
Got it. I have a question. Very significant. If he guesses correctly, will you acknowledge? On the first guess.
I can't know. I don't know. Oh.
What about if he writes it down? And I won't say it.
I
will not say it on the air.
He won't.
Okay.
I will not say it on the air. All right. Drew, don't interrupt Ms. McBride. We've got a very important thing going here.
Doesn't he know show's going on?
It's a show. It's a radio show, Drew.
Business of show.
All right. We want to... This is a one-night stand.
No.
She's lying.
No.
All right. Would you bring in the Sklar brothers,
she
please?
No.
We'd like to bring them in. There's Joe. So much happening simultaneously.
Yes, they are,
here they are.
Hey.
Randy and Jason, how are you? Fellas, there are your seats right over there. How are you, fellas? Welcome. All right. Vote for Julio. I like that, man.
Thanks
that's
for going.
One of the greatest T-shirts ever created. Gentlemen, welcome. Okay. Oh, I've got to give you this microphone.
Right.
I'm going to give Randy this one. Did I get it right?
No.
God damn it. No. Really, I practiced.
And you said you like Randy better than the other one.
I like you. You like Jason better than Randy,
I do like
right?
Jason the best.
Wait a minute.
Hold on a
We're
second.
We're here with Ashley and Mary-Kate Sklar, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
we're very
now come
excited.
On.
I'm just
we are nothing like
fun.
The Olsons. They have eating disorders. We restrict our eating. Come on. It's completely different.
Fellas, let me explain before we get started here.
Sure.
Now, what's that hollow sound now? I hear this hollow. Rob, can I? Is there anything? Wait, should I move over
sound
here?
Sound of bigness, the sound
I think
of greatness.
It's the mic of
hello. Check
five
1 2 1 2 1 2 Testing 1 2 Oh yeah, we're gonna put headphones on. Can you hear through your headphones?
All right,
Jason, very good. Randy,
good.
Can you hear? Okay,
I can hear beautiful.
Fellas, this is what we do on Friday. We have BYOB Fridays here, and we have begun. We've begun drinking. So I first would ask you if you are drinkers, if there's anything we can get for you. We have beer.
Vodka.
We have vodka.
I'll have a beer.
Would you like a beer also?
I'd love a beer.
Two beers for the Sklar brothers, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
They will be drunk on stage at Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight.
I love it.
If you would like to get more info, go to arlingtondrafthouse.com. I also have to mention, and I have to get all this out of the way today, A1 Luxury Limousine guarantees great service.
Yes, they do.
They're the ones that are going to be hauling us around tonight when we go down to the front page later on.
Designate that driver.
Yeah, well, you know, got to do it right. And they're licensed and bonded.
Well, that's good. You want that.
I have had this much, and I'm giggling already.
Bonded is funny, Mike.
Here's the other thing. They also give you a jar of A1 steak sauce.
They do.
Every ride. Thank you.
I love that. Same day reservations, no problem. Airport, corporate wedding, and radio show. Serving all of Northern Virginia and the D.C. metro area. I don't know what it is. There are two things at play. Gentlemen, cheers.
Thank you,
cheers. Happy BYOB Friday.
Thank you very for joining us.
I don't know what it is. Last week we did this. I thought it was, first of all, you have talented comedians to start this thing. Mm-hmm. And last week we had a bunch of people that have never been on the radio, and it was kind of, it's a different vibe, and I like it.
Yeah.
It feels good.
It's going
to
be fine.
Would you gentlemen like to chat first or chat after we bring our Buzz Babe candidates into the studio? It's totally up to you because this is your segment, and you're welcome to stay here as long as you wish.
Whatever you want to chat. I do like babes. So let's chat first.
We'll chat first.
And then we'll hang for the babes.
That is smart.
And then we'll
hang
for the babes.
Are you the smarter twin?
No, there is no smarter. There is no. Sadly, there is no smarter twin.
That is a myth.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Now,
always.
If you're a fan of the Sklar brothers, right? See that thing they just did?
I do.
That's why you're a fan.
Chemistry.
Because they do something you don't get.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen two-person acts before, but they've got the whole thing where it's a simultaneous person talking over another person.
Right. And it works.
Have you guys, obviously you've heard the whole twin crap,
right.
But as far as stand-up goes, you guys have a very unique way of communicating on stage.
Right.
Sometimes you talk over each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you talk simultaneously. Sometimes you premeditatedly talk simultaneously, when you're doing the Chopper 4 bed in New York, you know, and it's just it's a riot. I think you guys do a great job. So how's everything going in your lives right
good,
now?
Good. I mean, Chopper 4 is kind of like our Freebird. I actually was watching.
Was it really? I mean, I was all over the net, and I loved it.
People get into that, but I was watching like Leonard Skinner on VH1 Classics, right? And I was watching them play Freebird, and I was like, I wonder if Freebird was Leonard Skinner's Freebird. And I say, no, it was Tuesday's Gone. It's a better song.
You think so, really?
I don't know. They're so old, though, for so long. I know. They are so old.
But you know what I like about your Chopper 4 bit is when you do Chopper 4, you change the dialect that the guy has.
Yes.
Because you turn it into Chopper 4. And the guy doesn't sound, but it turns into Chopper 4.
Why did he become Vietnamese? I don't know.
Oh, Chopper 4!
Become so racist.
So you're in Washington. You're on Comedy Central. You've been on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Entourage. Everything's going. This is just the beginning, but you've been at it a while. You're not an overnight success.
No.
You guys have been plying your trade for quite some time.
We have, and I mean, we love doing stand-up. That's why we're here doing the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. But, you know, also we've been we had a show on ESPN Classic for 4 years called Cheap Seats.
Right. I saw that. Which, Cheap Seats was fun.
A blast.
You enjoyed that.
And now we shot today on the Mall. By the way, that should be called the Mall of America.
Can we change that stupid thing?
Who do we have to talk to?
Now, is the Mall of America in Minnesota?
Yeah,
right.
Minneapolis. Yeah. Why can't we make the mall here the
because
Mall of America?
Because they don't have a Banana Republic.
Thank you very much. I say drop an Orange Julius right at the bottom of the Washington Monument, and we're working
Boom.
Here.
You got it.
I'd like to have some retail down there besides just the monuments. You know,
and Eddie Bauer.
What the hell? And skating.
We're giving you guys these. Now,
vote for Julio's.
Have
them in triple XL?
No.
No.
Look, you don't need that.
I'll take one.
You're going to have to stay on the diet.
It's vote for Julio. Now, it's not vote for Pedro. Vote for Pedro was the...
Vote for Pedro. Now,
right.
I immediately thought that's what everybody does, right?
Mm-hmm. We're getting out new message. It's about Julio Franco. We are on a quest right now, and it's going on the web, and it's going to be with Top back.
Wait a minute, Julio Franco, right? Cleveland Indian?
Yes,
Good job.
And I'm a Red Sox fan, baby.
Okay, thank you. He played for 23 seasons, 49 years old this year. He retired. So now we're on a quest to get him back and playing to when he's 50 years old. We want him playing when he's 50.
Right.
And our way to do it is to...
Because probably most teams won't take him, so our attitude is there is a write-in slot for the balloting for the All-Star game.
We made him a write-in candidate, and then he gets on a team. If he makes the All-Star game, he's going to definitely play for a team.
The All-Star ballot is a very strange thing.
I vote all Democrat when I do it, just straight down the ticket.
Which is a weird choice.
Here's what they do. All right, they hand out, and I was recently at an Orioles game. Mm-hmm. They hand out the All-Star ballots, but they don't give you anything to deal with the famous Chads.
The hanging Chads.
Oh, yes.
That is the first time most people in America experience Chads because that's what they've got in the All-Star ballot.
You know, it was in 19...
Which is why we recommend that people vote for Julio online early and often.
Because I know you don't do any hanging Chads when you vote for Julio Franco early and often.
Do you guys think you have a shot? Do you think you've got a shot to get
this
man
In my heart of hearts, I do believe that people... Look, there are a lot of people out there who wish that they could play the dream. Look... All the players that are in the league right now are younger than us.
We're 36, right. almost 36. 37.
And they make us feel old, but Julio Franco makes us feel like kids again. I remember when I was 10 and he came in the league. He makes baseball that wonderful
we can look
boyish
up
sport
to this
me.
Old man.
And is that the only reason, or when he was playing, was Julio Franco one of your favorite players?
He was a great player.
Yes,
I mean, he was
him.
Fantastic.
And you guys are Indians fans? You're lifelong Indians fans?
No, we're actually Cardinals fans. But
I'm confused.
But we love
Now you're confused.
I am confused by the Sklar brothers.
We loved anyone who did things a little bit differently. We were huge Jose Oquendo fans.
He was the secret weapon, played all nine positions in one season.
This is getting deep into baseball.
Oh, yeah. We're going deep
to explain Jose Oquendo and what was his main thing that he did.
His claim to fame
special.
Was that he played all nine positions in one
season.
And so he was like this master utility man. And we tried to get him into Cooperstown and have him basically elected the Hall of Fame a few years ago.
Could I perhaps lobby for some of my favorites that I think would make this whole
thing? Let's hear some of yours.
I will give you the spaceman, Bill Lee. Now, there's a man you should get back into baseball.
We met Bill Lee, the spaceman.
Right. And you could get, who's the guy they called Psycho? He's a color guy now. Steve Lyons. Not necessarily as popular as Bill Lee.
As long as he's not making anti-Semitic remarks, then he's great. Yeah.
Did Steve? That's right.
He
said something. Did he say something?
I don't know. He said something.
Is Steve Lyons anti-Jew? Is that what you're telling me?
That's why they call him psycho.
Rob, Steve Lyons, you can you can add him to your list.
Oh, I know.
Give him a call sometime.
Absolutely.
In the club.
Yes. I really am serious about Bill Lee because he was
great.
There's a moment, and this is years ago. I don't even remember the game, but I think they were playing the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
And Bill Lee threw the floater pitch.
Yeah.
This is not knuckleball.
It was the ephus. It was just like a little teardrop.
Do you guys have that encyclopedic knowledge of sports where you can just spew it out?
I'm
terrible.
We're drunk.
I've done this.
It's BYOB Friday.
And the ephus, he's throwing the ephus pitch, and it's the snowball pitch that's coming out of his hand, and he's striking guys out.
That's unbelievable.
And he starts to laugh.
Yes.
And when he starts to laugh, you know, baseball's all about, you know, most professional
it's
sports.
Serious.
The respect.
Yeah.
You're not giving. And they had all the Chicago White Sox. I hope I got the teams right. They're all up on the top step, and they're looking at the guy, and they're just going, you son of a bitch.
We're going to kill you.
And the more this happens, the more he starts laughing.
He's enjoying himself.
Kind of like a pseudo rainy day, I think, there. It was very, very special. Well, I'm going to vote for Julio.
Yes.
Thank you.
Cool. Early and often online. Thank you very much.
And for Major League Baseball, if you are going to hand out Chad ballots, and when I say that, I'm not talking about Chad Everett or any other Chad or Chad Lowe. One of the saddest Chads.
Which, by the way, I forgot to thank him recently.
Just like Hillary Swank.
I just want to thank him.
We want to thank
Chad Lowe for all his help on the Julio Franco project.
Chad was very helpful.
Very instrumental.
The Chads are, you got to have something to point to
push
poke the Chads out.
And remember, the plural is Chad. We learned that in the HBO movie.
Yeah. It's Chad.
It's like deer.
Exactly.
Or sheep.
It was a situation where we had hanging Chad that were all out all over the place.
Well, so, I appreciate you allowing us to get our message out to the masses because, look, we were on the mall today talking to individual people.
But I will tell you, I approve of your message, but I have to also say, I don't think either one of you are quite right.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're a little abnormal.
That's true.
I
won't argue with that.
It's not something that's all that, and we have a lot of people that want to talk to you, too.
Fantastic.
You know, Julio Franco, but, you know, if I was into a player like you guys are into Julio Franco, I'd feel the exact same way.
Thank you very much.
Did he ever do anything bad in his career? Did he ever get into a fight? Did he ever do anything obnoxious? Or was he just the, did he play the game with reckless abandon of the joy of a child? Is that what he did?
The joy of a child.
Yeah, boy, we're talking about that. Now, our producer, our executive producer, Beth Ann McBride, right before you got here, we were having a discussion about her.
Yes.
She is also...
She played the game with joyous, boyish pleasure.
Not quite right.
Okay.
No. She also did all nine positions.
Wow!
Bada-bing, ladies and gentlemen!
B-Y-O-B Friday!
She actually has gone, is it 13 or 14 years?
I think it's 14,
14
isn't it?
Years.
13 years.
13 years.
Without sex.
Salabase.
Wow.
But she was talking about the fact that when she was 35, she had a one-night stand with a 21-year-old.
What?
And that 21-year-old. Now, I'm glad we've got two good minds
Julio Franco.
No! It is.
Wow, it's come full circle.
Julio Franco is the... Julio Franco. Julio Franco. Shut up, Randy. The 21-year-old, she will not divulge the name, but he is the son of a famous sportscaster. A national sportscaster.
Former athlete.
Former athlete.
Did she say former athlete?
Oh,
I wish it was Keith Jackson.
Who is retired, who no longer works.
I wish it was Keith Jackson.
Whoa, Nelly. Holy cow, yesterday the Crimson Tide.
It was so hot outside.
It's so hot, the sweat on my undercarriage could irrigate a small radish farm.
Yes, sir. Boy, oh, boy, we're talking about Keith Jackson. Will you guys take some phone calls?
Of course.
They have their headphones on.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff in San Francisco, California. Jeff, you're on with the Sklar Brothers.
Hey, guys. Mike, doing a great job. It's a barn burner out here, but...
A barn burner. Yes, sir. Watch out.
I was just wondering, how did the brothers hook up with the creators of the cartoon, the Oblongs, to play the conjoined twins?
Thank you very much. That was great.
It was great casting. Hang up and listen. Oblongs.
No. It's for an animated show to get the voices of conjoined twins. I mean, they can cast anybody. They can cast one guy twice.
Doesn't matter.
It's easy to do.
They loved our little camp. Basically, what you were talking about before. They loved the fact that, like, we could take lines and just
go back and forth and be on each other's cue. cues and sort of overlap the
right,
way we do.
Right.
And they're like, we want that naturalness in the cartoon. Mm-hmm.
So we auditioned for it, but we knew a friend of ours was one of the writers on the show and said, you guys should definitely bring these guys in. And we went through the process. And like anything in Hollywood, it takes like five steps. And you think, oh, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. And then we got it.
But it was great because it was like a lot of Simpsons writers worked on the show. And so it had
Will Ferrell was the lead voice. So we got to actually spend time with him and get to know him. And he was
now,
a great
can I
dude.
Tell you that's why I'm pissed off?
Why?
I want to tell you about cartoons and Hollywood.
Sure.
All right. For a long time, all right, I've toiled in the obscurity of this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I was hired as a voice guy. I was hired to do impressions.
Phenomenal voice.
And to do silly, silly voices. That's mm-hmm. what I've done my whole career.
Sure.
The thing is, always, you know, sitting out there was, you know, someday this is all over. And I go out there and I finish my days as an aging disc jockey who does cartoon voice work.
Right.
Sure. And now you see every single cartoon is it's just Will Smith. It's the big voices.
Oh,
it's
they get
the
right
superstars.
People.
When did it make that little flip where we all of a sudden started having superstars
didn't
as the cartoon? Shrek might have been the beginning.
I think Shrek might have turned
the page. But I mean, it's a recent phenomenon, right? It really is.
But usually the best people in all those shows, there was a guy named Billy West who was on our show.
Oh, yeah. And Maurice LaMarche.
Sure. Yeah, that guy's fantastic, too. And they would come in and do all the ancillary voices, and they were...
Who's the guy on The Simpsons amazing. That does this? Harry Shearer is the guy, but there's another guy.
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria is amazing.
He's remarkable. Yeah. So, I mean, there are those people who are like your Jose Oquendo's of voiceover. They're the five tool guys. Like, they're the guys who can kind of do a bunch of different things, and those guys come in, and I think those guys are the funniest, you know.
Right.
When I was watching The Simpsons, Moe and Apu, those are like my funniest favorite characters.
So, voices.
You know,
incredible.
Mr. Burns, you're like, okay, these guys are the things that make me laugh the most in this show.
And only recently are they starting to finally get paid what they're deserving.
Exactly.
I mean, they just had their big contract negotiation, isn't that right?
Yeah, $400,000 an episode now, I think.
You want to go out and check on the Buzz Babes, don't you?
Oh, anytime.
You really do.
It's written
all over your face.
He's a million miles away.
You misread me.
It's written on more than his face. Don't let her do yoga.
You know, you guys are on the road quite a bit together. I'm curious as to, it's one thing when a comedian's up on stage and he's got somebody in the audience, thinks he's hot. You know, you guys, you look identical, and I'm just kind of curious. I'll get right to it. Two-on-one action happens constantly.
I love,
in hotel rooms around the United States.
And I love the notion that, like, we talk about on stage, like the Coors Light commercial years ago or last year even, about, like, the Ann twins, where they show, like, the two hot twins. And, again,
the suggestion is, the guy's listing all the things that he loves. I like hanging with my
friends, fun that never ends, and twins.
And the point is being, they're trying to say that, okay, every male in America, red-blooded, heterosexual male, wants to have a three-way with a set of twins, but nobody examines the incest factor.
Yeah, you want two people who are related to each other?
Involved in a
sexual. Absolutely not. I don't want it.
No.
But our,
that's the taboo!
Here's our dream, that we recut that commercial. We actually leave everything the same except one shot. We keep it, I like hanging with my friends, fun that never ends, but instead of the shot of the two beautiful, blonde-haired, fake boob twins, we get a shot of the
two conjoined twins, the girls conjoined
the head.
The head.
You know, where one of them is a country music singer,
and the other one is in like a wheelbarrow, and it's like, and twins!
Yeah.
And it zooms into the fleshy part between their heads. That's
not both of them, but neither of them at the same point. It's like international waters. You can commit a crime on it, and no one would care.
And twins!
Lori and Dora.
We had them.
We know that.
Those are the ones they're discussing.
And the one girl could sing a mean Reba McEntire when she was
here. She liked to be called Reba, but she'll always be Dory.
Was the one that sang, was she slower than the other one?
I think that it was a good horse race to see which one was slower.
Well, Lori and Dory, but they wanted to be called something else.
Lori and Reba.
She wanted to change it.
What if you're connected to somebody and you don't like country music?
That would be bad.
It truly sucks. Yeah. It does indeed. We're going to take a short break. Can you guys stay for one more segment?
Of course. Cool.
We'd like to have you meet the Buzz Babes. We'll come back and meet our Buzz Babe candidates.
Yes, that's right.
Nothing has been etched in stone.
That's right.
Have you gotten a progress report as to how many of the five have shown up so far?
I came in here just before the break. We had two beautiful women waiting. I'll bet there are more when we go out there now.
All right, lots of fun. We're here with the Sklar Brothers. If you would like to see the Sklar Brothers, I think there is maybe a chance you can get to see them tonight, but doubtful. Are you here tomorrow night? Or is
tonight
this
and tomorrow.
Tomorrow
yeah.
night. Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Info at arlingtondrafthouse.com. They will be on stage there. And we will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.